Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Perhaps the biggest news today will be in a speech that President Obama is giving at 10 minutes after 10 this morning, if all goes according to schedule, at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. A speech, oddly enough, to be followed by a speech by former Vice President Cheney, a 45-minute speech before the American Enterprise Institute at about 10:45. It'll all address security in the United States, and particularly Barack Obama will explain for the first time the details of what seems to be a ambiguous and flip-flop ridden policy about dealing with Guantanamo. Jonathan Mahler, our friend of the program, contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine and author of the book The Challenge, Hamdan v. Rumsfeld and the Fight Over Presidential Power, joins us now from his home here in New York. Jonathan Mahler, President Obama is going to explain his policy of wanting to close Gitmo, but continuing with military tribunals, and still no particular plan for the 240 detainees inside Guantanamo, which has Congress all up in arms. What can he possibly lay out, and what are you going to be listening for later this morning?
Well, I mean, I think the big question is how specific he's going to be willing and able to get, because he does have a sort of impossible task before him. He has to somehow assure everyone that he is proceeding ahead with his plans to close Guantanamo, that it will close as promised in January. At the same time, he has to assure people that, well, for instance, that perhaps that suspected terrorists won't be released onto U.S. soil, that there will be no more returnees to the battlefield, which is to say men who are released will no longer be turning up in some way fighting against the United States or coalition forces. And so it's a sort of impossible balance that he's trying to negotiate here, and the question is sort of how specific he's going to be able to get.
So politically, it's untenable to release them where they could return to the battlefield. It's politically untenable to release them to U.S. custody here in the United States. Most nations won't let them in.
Right.
And
yet somehow yeah. He's trying to persuade other countries to take them in, to take in some of these guys who are ready to be released. But at the same time, the United States doesn't want to take them in. So it's a diplomatic challenge. It's a political challenge. It's a national security challenge. It's really just frankly an almost impossible situation for him.
Okay, so, Jonathan, give me an example. What's one specific you'd like to hear this morning?
Well, I mean, I would really like to hear him. I think the biggest question really is well, there are a few. One is whether or not he is going to try to push to have some detainees brought onto U.S. soil. So that's certainly one issue he has to deal with.
And there is a report this morning that one detainee may be tried in New York in the civilian courts.
Yes. Well, then there's that. Right. I mean, there's that. There's the whole separate issue of whether or not it looks like now he's answered this question. He has suggested that we are going to return to the military commissions, that some detainees will be tried on Guantanamo in these much maligned military commissions. But, you know, there's also the question of whether he is going to try to persuade lawmakers that we need to put some of these guys into the United States, even if it's in maximum security prisons in the United States. And that is a very, very difficult political fight.
But Jonathan, I don't know why it's so difficult. I mean, it seems to me that the Supreme Court has signaled very strongly that it would prefer, on constitutional grounds, that this be dealt with in the judiciary system that actually exists now, not one to be invented by various presidents.
Right.
Why can't the president simply say, hey, Supreme Court, tied my hands here, guys?
Yep. Yeah, well, clearly he's getting, I would imagine he's getting pressure from inside the administration, from the Pentagon. And also there is the question of, you know, in terms of the military commissions, are there guys who have been tortured so much that they're untriable, that we don't have any usable evidence that could be used in federal court? And, well, what do you do with those guys?
And FBI Director Robert Mueller was at the House Judiciary Committee yesterday suggesting that maybe putting them in maximum security prisons even wasn't going to work. Listen to this.
In gang activity around the country, using it as an analogy, There are individuals in our prisons today, as I think you and others are familiar, who operate their gangs from within inside the walls of prisons.
Right.
Members of the administration are saying that they can still operate terrorist plots from inside prison. Do you buy that?
I don't, no. But I do think that, you know, that really is more than anything, I think, a political issue, as we saw with Congress, you know, rejecting the president's proposal for the aid, the money he needs to close Guantanamo. No one wants these guys in their districts. So that's a political fight for the president that's going to be very difficult to win, and that's just one of the fights
right.
that he has to win here.
Well, it's a difficult mix between politics and justice, and 240 detainees at Guantanamo sort of lie in the balance. Jonathan Mahler, thanks so much for helping us out with that.